Blog Talk Radio.
Ah, praise the magnificent name of the Lord. Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Prayer Army on the Blog Talk Radio. And I'm your host, Ambassador Hagen. So why not call a friend or call a neighbor and get ready to enjoy the broadcast with us. And today we're just going to take a few moments and join hands, join hearts, and we're going to go to the throne together in prayer. Let's join hands and hearts now and kneel down before the Lord our Maker and go to the throne room for prayer. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is done in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever, in Jesus' mighty name. Amen, amen, and amen. And we just want to say to our families that are listening from all over, to all the prayer teams, prayer groups, prayer lodges, prayer chapters, and prayer cells, we thank God for each and every one of you. Thank you for your hard work and labor, your dedication, your sacrifice down throughout the year. We say thank you for a job well done. And may God forever bless you. Now, as you know, we are very close to the blessing we've been waiting for. We're just a little bit too close. So glory to God as you press in and push on. We're going to pray and bid each of you, God, since you come too close to turn around now. You're almost there. And we thank God for those of you that are still holding on and hanging in here. We want to thank God. We applaud our Monday morning, Monday evening, and Monday night host. God bless you. Thank God for our Tuesday morning, afternoon, and evening host. God bless you. We applaud our Wednesday morning, afternoon, and evening host. We applaud, oh Lord, we applaud you. Thank God for our Thursday morning, afternoon, evening, and midnight host. We applaud you in the name of Jesus. Yes, very nice. Be safe on y'all's journey. I pray for you guys. God bless you. Be safe, all right? Okay. Call me on the phone. Let me know what's going on. In the name of Jesus. And we thank God, amen, for our Wednesday morning host, evening host, as well as our midnight host. We thank God for all of those that are working to hold up the arms. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord. Thank God for our Thursday morning, evening, and midnight host. And all of the volunteer workers, we thank God for you. Thank God for the Friday morning host and the evening and the noonday and evening and midnight host. Thank you all for volunteering your services and being here. Thank God for Saturday morning and evening host. Hallelujah. For you donating your service in the name of Jesus. And we thank God for our Sunday, glory be to God, host in the name of Jesus, for just donating your service and being here. Realize you didn't have to do it. Glory be to God. You didn't have to be so kind to just sacrifice your time and your effort, amen, to this cause. But because you have, we want you to know that we really, really do appreciate you. And may God forever bless and keep each and every one of you is our prayer. And just know, hallelujah, glory be to God, that God is taking notice. He's taking notice. Amen. Hallelujah. He's taking notice. And we are so thankful, amen, to be able to do whatever we can, amen, for the work and for the service of the Lord. We want to say thank you. It's a very special season of Thanksgiving. And we just wanted to take the time right now, right before we leave you, and say thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you so very much for your dedication, for all of the Lifeline family, for all of the Prayer Army family, for all of the NPA family, for all of the GN, for the GIN family. Hallelujah. We just want to take a moment and say thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for your dedication. Thank you for being here. Thank you for going the distance. Thank you for staying. Thank you for praying. Thank you for your sacrifice. Thank you for just caring. Thank you, oh God. Thank you. Thank you. We just thank all of you. Thank you. And we want to thank the primary host, oh God, for his dedication and for his service as well. And every host, glory to God. Hallelujah. Whether it was Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, whatever time that you served here, we just want you to know that we appreciate you so very, very much. And may God forever bless you. Just know that your work and your service and your labor of love has not been in vain. And God is going to reward you at the appointed time. Hallelujah. And we just wanted to take a moment and say thank you. Thank you for just being here. Thank you for listening. Thank you for participating. Thank you for praying. Thank you for caring. Oh, my God. Thank you in whatever way that you, hallelujah, hallelujah, have contributed. Hallelujah. Glory be to God to this work of ministry. May God forever bless you. Glory be to God. And just know the Lord has seen and the Lord, glory be to God, is going to repay you for your kindness towards this work. Yes, and we are reaching many, 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 many people just by being of service. I never forget how God just reached out with Amon Jordan and our precious sister. So encouraging, so encouraging. And how God, hallelujah, is yet blessing her from the move from Amon Jordan to the United States now. Victory report. Hallelujah. Thank the Lord. Amen. Glory for the sister, hallelujah, that had come on and was apart, and she had been, hallelujah, locked up in her home and afraid. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, to get out of her house. Been shut away in her house for years and years, and was afraid to go outside because something told her the minute she went outside, they were going to kill her. And she lived in fear and in fright and in paranoia. And thank God, hallelujah, for the prayer of faith being prayed for her. Hallelujah. And thank God for the ones just stayed on the call and by faith walked her through. Hallelujah. Walked her through to her deliverance on that day. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And I'm telling you, when they got through praying, hallelujah, they asked her to go out that door, and she still had was frightened somewhat, but you know what? Prayer allowed her to just go ahead and open the door and to walk through those doors. And when she walked through the door, she was on the outside of her house, and the question was, hallelujah, what's going on now? What's going on now? Hallelujah. And she realized that she was still alive. Glory be to God. The enemy that had told her that if she opened that door, she was going to be dead because the enemy was out to destroy her, and she could not even go out of her house to go shopping, to get food, or to go to the laundry, to go check the mail. She was just so full of fear and paranoia. because the enemy would be speaking to her and say, don't you open that door. If you open that door, we're going to kill you. But I'm telling you, it was a victorious moment for this ministry. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. The Lifeline Ministry, it was a victorious moment. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. And we just stayed right there along with our blog family. Stayed right there and we prayed. And all of a sudden, she got up and she opened the door. And she realized she was on the outside. Hallelujah. And she was still alive. Glory be to God. I'm telling you, she was delivered by the power of God. And I'm telling you, he is a mighty good deliverer. He is a mighty good deliverer. And he will deliver you no matter what you seem to be going through or what you may be faced with. Glory to God. Just know that we serve a mighty, mighty, mighty deliverer. And he is concerned about you. And he wants to see you through. So stay encouraged, my friend. Stay encouraged. And the holiday, this holiday of Thanksgiving, I know you got so much to thank God for. You got so much to thank God for. And thank him. Thank him. Thank him, glory be to God. Thank him for the times that he was there. Thank him for the times that he made a way. Thank him for the times that he brought on deliverance. Thank him. Thank him for your family. Thank him for your job. Thank him. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. For your life. Just thank him. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. This Thanksgiving season, we have so much to thank God for. Just thank him. Oh, my God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It's not a moment. It's not a season to complain or to be sad or hold our hair down and to be grievous. The Bible declares, for all things work together for the good to those who love the Lord. So during this Thanksgiving season, we just want to thank him. We just want to bless him. We just want to thank him even more. The Bible says, give thanks in all circumstances, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus. Ah, for you, good God Almighty. For everything created by God is good, and nothing is to be rejected, provided it is received with thanksgiving, for it is sanctified by God's word and by prayer. As you therefore have received Christ Jesus, the Lord, continue to live your lives in Christ Jesus, rooted and built up in him and established in the faith, just as you were taught, abounding in thanksgiving. And that's what you just want to keep on abounding, keep on growing, keep on going forth and getting up. Hallelujah. And improving in thanksgiving and thanksgiving unto the Lord. Glory be to God. Want to get so good at it. Glory be to God until God, hallelujah, glory be to God, will take notice of our thanksgiving. Glory be to God. Do not worry about anything, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your heart and your mind in Christ Jesus. We give thanks. We give thanks to God always because of the grace that God has given to us. We give thanks. Glory be to God. We give thanks. We give thanks. We give thanks. Thanks. Thanks with a grateful heart. Thanks for the Lord, to the Lord above. Thank him because of all that he has done. Oh, give thanks. Give thanks with a grateful heart. Give thanks. It's the season to give thanks, as we have so much to thank God for. Good God Almighty. Hallelujah. Be to God, who in Christ always leads us in triumphant procession and through us spreads in every place the fragrance that comes from knowing Christ. We are the aroma of Christ to God among those who are being saved and among those who are perishing. Glory be to God. And we give God the praise. We bless his name. We give him glory. We bless his name. We give him glory. Hallelujah. We bless him. There's absolutely nobody like him. Nobody like him. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, to the table. Thank you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. We want to thank all of you for just being with us today and hallelujah and sharing those Thanksgiving moments, moments of faith, moments of gratitude. And we thank the Lord and we give the Lord praise. And until we meet again at the next hour of prayer, amen. May God forever bless and keep all of you real good is our prayer. Until then, bye-bye.